So we saw a very geshmaka sugya last week. A hard sugya, I think we could say, with regard to whether a drabonon can be moitzi a deraisa, and the whole discussion revolved around what seems to be pretty clear in our Gemara, that Shimon ben Shotach, had he only eaten a kazayis, then he could have been moitzi yanai with benching. That's what the Gemara seems to indicate. And Rashi famously said that yes, indeed, a derabonon can be moitzia deraisa. A derabonon can be moitzia deraisa. Why can a child therefore not be moitzia's father? So Rashi said, because a child is not even mechuyev mederabonon. You remember Reb Kiveiga's kasha? Reb Kiveiga says, well, what about an isha? The Gemara says quite clearly that an isha, if she would be mechuyev any mederabonon, then she could not be moitzi a man. A drabonon cannot be moitzi deraisa. That was Rabbi Kiveiga's kasha. So we suggested last week there's a difference, and I was very, very excited. I wanted to call you all, but it was Friday night, and I try not to call people on Friday night. But
that's a good idea.
Sorry?
That's a good machshava.
It's a good thing, yeah. Otherwise, I was worried you wouldn't answer anyway. So, but I did see in the stipler, the Kehillas Yaakov, the father of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Baruch Hashem, the teretz that we suggested last week is what he writes as well. And that is, there is a fundamental difference between Shimon ben Shotach and an Isha. Shimon ben Shotach is essentially connected to the Deraisa. If he would eat the full amount, then he would be Mukhuyev Deraisa. Whereas an Isha, if she's not Mukhuyev Min HaToira, then she's not in the parasha Bichlal. It's an artificial invention of Chazal that she's chayav midrabonon. It's not a downgraded deiraisa. That type of drabonon cannot be moitzi a deiraisa. So Baruch Hashem, the stipler says this teretz. That was Rashi. The second shitta was the Bahag. The Bahag says a drabonon cannot be moitzi a deiraisa, and Shimon ben Shotach can only be moitzi yanai if yanai eats a kazayis. So remember, the Rishonim didn't like that, because definitely it would seem to be, the assumption would be that Yanai ate more than a kazayis. Yanai ate kedei svia. So then we got to the third teretz, which was Tosfos, and Tosfos introduced us to the whole principle of aravus. Aravus means that essentially, actually, you don't need to eat anything at all. Even if you didn't eat at all, you could be moitzi other people because of aravus. And the only aravus, and the only reason why you had to have a kazayis was only because otherwise you couldn't say the words Nevorech She'ochalnu Mishaloi. But he also agreed that the drabonon cannot be Moitzia Deraisa, but you have a new principle of Aravus. Now, I don't want to launch into a whole big discussion, otherwise we could end up spending a very long time on it, but I do just want to mention one Shaila, because this is very, very Negea to what we're learning now. The Shaila is, what does one do on a regular Friday night? And the question is as follows. Every person has a chiv min ha-tayror to do kiddush on Friday night. The mitzvah of kiddush is a mitzvah that we learn from the posuk. Zocher is yom ha-shabbos lekadshoi. It's a mitzvah do'iraisa. There is the famous opinion of the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham is Mechadesh, that when you daven Maariv on Friday night, you have already been Mekayim, your mitzvah min ha-Torah of Kiddush, because the whole concept of reciting Kiddush al ha-Kois, that's only Midrabonon. Min ha-Torah, there is no remez to the fact that it's got to be over a cup of wine. The mitzvah of Kiddush merely requires you to declare that tonight is Shabbos. So when you've davened and you said Mekadesh HaShabbos, you have been Mekayim your mitzvah min ha-Torah. By the way, open parenthesis, I think this is also well known, Rabbi Kiveiga is actually of the opinion that if you meet your friend in the street on Friday night and you say to him, good Shabbos, you've also been Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. Why have you been Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush? Because all you ever needed to do was merely say, you have to note you have to declare that it is Shabbos, which you have done so. And therefore, if you say good Shabbos to your friend, that is a declaration that it's Shabbos, and you mean it's a Kiddush. Okay, but even if you don't go with Rabbi Kreiga, the Mogen Avrom clearly tells us that after davening, you have already been Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, why therefore, when I come home, do I need to make Kiddush al HaKois? And the answer is because there's still a Chiyuv Derabbanan to make Kiddush al HaKois. But the essential, the main Chiyuv of Min HaTorah, I have already been Yotzei. So here comes the big question. What happens if I come home and there are people there who have not yet davened? Maybe my wife or my guests or my children or whoever it may be that I'm eating the Friday night meal with, maybe they have not davened. And if they have not davened, they are mukhuyev min ha-Torah in Kiddush. So if they are mukhuyev min ha-Torah and I am only mukhuyev midrabbanon, so how can I be moitzi them? This is the famous question. Now, according to Kiveiga, we have a very simple solution. Because if your guest said to you Shabbat Shalom or Good Shabbos, then they've also been Yetzir the Mitzvah. So we're all Drabbanon now. So everybody's on a level playing field. But for reasons that we're not going to get involved with now, Kiveiga's Chiddush is not accepted by all opinions. And some differentiate between davening and saying good Shabbos for reasons that we're not going to discuss. So let's put Rabbi Kveiga's Chiddush aside and let's just go with the Mogen Avraham, who says that if you daven and you talk about the Shabbos in your davening, yes, then you're Yetzer, your mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah. Maseda? So I'm coming home from shul, I've davened, and it could well be that people sitting around my table who have not yet davened, and they are only Mukhuyev. They are mukhuyev min ha-Torah, and yet I am mukhuyev midrabbanon. How can a drabbanon be mitzi a deraisa? So this really splits the Rishonim that we learned into two lists. Because if we would ask Rashi this question, what would Rashi answer us?
No problem.
No problem at all. A drabbanon is allowed to be moitzi deraisa. A cotton is different, an isha is different. But a man who essentially has a chiyuv deraisa, so if his chiyuv is watered down to a drabbanon, he can be moitzi deraisa. So Rashi would not see any problem with this whatsoever. But the other Rishonim would see a problem. What did the Bahag say? The Bahag said that a drabbanon can be moitzia drabbanon. There is no such thing as a drabbanon be moitzia deraisa, and Shimon ben Shotach can only be moitzia yanai if yanai also merely ate a kazayas. So according to the Bahag, the question that we're asking, Kiddush on Friday night, is a serious question. Big, big question. What about according to Tosfos? So according to Tosfos, we have an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Arvus. Tosfos says that not only if I am a drabbanon, can I be moitzia deraisa when there is Arvus, Tosfos said, to be perfectly honest, even if I'm not even a drabbanon. Imagine, for example, you came home on Friday night and you made Kiddush. And then all of a sudden, you've got a guest who turns up late. And he says to you, please, could you make Kiddush on my behalf? I'm embarrassed to make Kiddush in front of everybody. What's my status at the moment? I am not a Chiyuv Deraisa. I'm not even a Chiyuv Drabbanan. I'll be Mekayim all my Chiyuvim. I'm allowed to make Kiddush for him. Arvus. For a Shasifah, Shulchan Aruch. So if we have Arvus, then we have saved the day. Then we have saved the day. So why is this question such a famous question? L'chaira, we have a very straightforward answer. either a drabonon is allowed to be moitzia deraisa, according to Rashi, and even if not, there's arvus. As long as I am generally in the parasha of the deraisa, I can be moitzia you. So do you know why it's a big machlokes? Because there is a phenomenal machlokes between two gedolei olam, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Noida B'Yehuda. Does a man have arvus towards a woman? Remember, what is arvus? We discussed this last week in Parshas Nitzavim. All of Klal Yisrael stood together and we took achrayas, responsibility, as it were, for each other's mitzvahs. There is a discussion, it's based on a Rosh, how to learn the Rosh. Did men ever take responsibility for the mitzvahs of Noshim?
Don't they take achrayas when they marry them?
I'm not, for the moment, I'm not talking about marriage. Any man and any woman. Marriage may be different, may not be different. So that's a big machloikus between the Noida B'Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Noida B'Yehuda seems to say that there's no arvus for Noshim. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees and says, there is arvus for Noshim. So if you go with the Noida B'Yehuda, this is where you get stuck. How can you be moitzi, a woman sitting around your table, whether it's your wife or a female guest or a neighbor or whoever it may be, a daughter? How can you be moitzi them Friday night kiddush? You have davened, they have not. They are mukhiyev min ha-Torah, you are mukhiyev midrabonon. And if you hold that there's no arvus for noshim, then how on earth can you be moitzi your wife in kiddush? That is the world famous question. Now, I would have thought that everybody here on the screen should be jumping up and down, wanting to throw things at me. Why?
I'll break my screen.
Because, 1 second. How can you possibly suggest that there's no arvus for Noshim? What's the story that we're dealing with in the Gemara? Who is Shimon ben Shatach trying to be moitzi?
Yana and his wife.
Yana and his good lady. And Tosfos just told us that the way it's working is with arvus. So how can anybody in the world suggest that there's no arvus for Noshim? How does that make sense? We've just learned the Gemara that Yanai and his wife are having a suda, and Shimon ben Shatach wants to be moitzi them, and the way that Tosfos learns is that he's allowed to be moitzi them with arvus. So we see a mafurash of Gemara that you could be, there's arvus for Noshim. You hear the question? How can the Noida B'Yehuda suggest that there's no arvus for Noshim when we have a mafurash Gemara that Shimon ben Shatach is being moitzi Yanai and his wife, and Tosfos says that's working with arvus? So arvus apparently does work for Noshim. It's a mafurash Gemara. So what's the Noida B'Yehuda talking about?
Is he saying possibly that the arvus only applies to Yanai and his wife is just like along for the ride?
I think you're in the right direction. Yanai and his wife, it's clear in Gemara, were both, Shimon ben Shatach was being moitzi both of them. So how on earth was he moitzi Yanai's wife if you say there's no arvus for Noshim? So Murav Raboisai, I'd like to suggest you a very sweet teretz, I think. You know what the answer could be? Let's for a moment press pause and try and understand what's this principle of arvus exactly? What does it mean, arvus? So let's talk about the classic scenario. Forget an isha, let's talk about an ish. Okay? I have made Kiddush on Friday night. I've davened and I've said Kiddush al HaKoyis. At this point in the game, I am not a bar chiyuva. I have no obligation in Kiddush, not min haTorah, not midrabbanan, not anything at all. Why not? Because I've already been yotze my chiyuv. All of a sudden, a neighbor knocks on my door. Could I please eat in your house? We've just got a power cut in our house. It's pitch dark. Yes, no problem. Come inside. And then he says to you, well, would you mind being yotze me with Kiddush? I say to him, no, please. You make Kiddush. No, I'm embarrassed. Am I allowed to be yotze him with Kiddush? We've just said, yes. Why? Arvus. Because in Parshas Nitzavim, I took responsibility for his mitzvahs. Now, let's ask ourselves a question. What does that mean? What does that mean? I'm not a bar chiyuva. I am not a bar chiyuva min haTorah or midrabbanan. Why not? Because I've already been yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. So if I've been yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush, what is my status of chiyuv at the moment?
Zero.
So how can a zero be moitzi a one? I'm not even a half chiv, I'm not even a drabola. In other words, Rabbeisai, how does arvus work? What does it mean, arvus? What does arvus do for me? At the end of the day, I'm not a bar chiyuva. I'm not a bar chiyuva. And the answer is, Rabbeisai, this is the way the Mefarshim explained. Arvus makes you into a bar chiyuva. I adopt your chiyuv. Your chiyuv becomes my chiyuv. How does it become my chiyuv? Because I took responsibility for you. Arvus. Kol Yisrael arevim ze bo ze. So even though with regard to my own personal chiyuv, I am a zero bar chiyuva. Why? Because I've already made kiddush. I'm after the event. I'm not mechuyev min haTorah, I'm not mechuyev min drabbanan, nothing. But I took responsibility for your mitzvah. So your mitzvah becomes, as it were, my mitzvah. Not that I have to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. I've already been Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. But it's of my concern and it's my responsibility that you are Mekayim your mitzvah of Kiddush, and that, as it were, upgrades me to becoming a Bar Chiyuva once again. You're on mute, Ramesh Zarek.
Excuse me one second. Nachum just is trying to get in. Avram, can you let him in? Okay, thank you.
He's not there.
Scared him off.
Okay, send him up. Okay.
So this is what Arabus is doing. It's a tremendous, tremendous chidush, but that must be the lomdus of Arabus. Again. Essentially, vis-a-vis my own personal chiyuv, I am a zero bar chiyuva. And a zero cannot be moitzi a one. Even a half, a drabonon, can't be moitzi a one. Obviously, a zero cannot be moitzi a one. And the answer is, you're right. I've become a one myself by adopting your chiyuv. That's called arvus. So I've just now become converted into a bar chiyuva. So essentially what this means is that really normal rules apply. You can only be moitzi somebody else if you are on the same level of chiyuv as he is. What Arvus magically does is it converts me into being your level of chiyuv. With the obvious provision that it's got to be somebody who essentially has connection to that mitzvah. I can't ask a goy to be moitzi me with Kiddush and say, well, even though he's not a bar chiyuva, but he'll adopt my chiyuv. He's not in the parasha b'chla, he's got no connection. But every man who's mechuyev in kiddush min ha-Torah is in the parasha. So yes, I personally have been mekayim my own private chiyuv. So I've gone down from a 1 to a 0. But when you request of me, please be moitzi in kiddush, what have you just done? You have now converted me into a 1. I've become a bar chiyuv. That's what Arvus is. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. That's what Arvus does. So Rabbeisai, now let's come back to our Gemara. What did the Noida Behuda say? The Noida Behuda was mechadish that there's no Arvus for Noshim. I did not take responsibility for an Ishos Chiv. So according to the Noida Behuda, once I've made kiddush, if a woman asks me to be moitzi her, I can't be moitzi her. Why not? Because a woman is mechuyev in kiddush min ha-Torah. I, as a man, have already been mekayim my mitzvah, either completely or at least min ha-Torah by davening. So I'm no longer grade 1. I've gone down to grade half or grade 0, and she's a number 1. And according to the Noida Behuda, there's no Arvus for Noshim. That's what the Noida Behuda says. The Isha does not have the power to upgrade a 0 into a 1. A man does. Why? Because I took responsibility for men. I didn't take responsibility for women. Now that we have the pieces on the puzzle, let's come back now to Shimon ben Shotach. Shimon ben Shotach wants to be Moitzi Yanai and his wife. So what was the big question we asked? According to Tosfos, how's that working? It's working with Arvus. So how can the Noida Behuda possibly suggest that there's no Arvus for Noshim when I have a Mufurash Gemara that Shimon ben Shotach was Moitzi Yanai's wife? Do we all agree now that we might have a teretz to this kasha?
Yeah, so Yana provides him with the key.
Oh, Gevaldik. If Shimon ben Shotach was only being Moitzi Yanai's wife by herself, then I'm sorry, he cannot be Moitzi her because there's no Arvus. And Yanai's wife cannot upgrade Shimon ben Shotach from 0 to 1. Says Shimon ben Shotach, I don't need you to upgrade me. Why not? Because your husband has already done so. So I've managed to become a bar chiyuva through your husband. Ah, if I'm a bar chiyuva, so I'm very happy to invite you. So this, I think, is a good teretz to the Noida Behuda. This Gemara is no proof against the Noida Behuda. All the Noida Behuda said was that there's no Arvus for Noshim. So an Isha cannot upgrade a man's Chiyuv from a 0 to a 1 because a man didn't accept any responsibility for her Chiyuv. But in our case, where there's a man and a woman, so how does Shimon ben Shotach's Chiyuv become upgraded? Not through Yanai's wife, through Yanai. So Yanai's wife can now be Yotze benching through Shimon ben Shotach because Shimon ben Shotach's Chiyuv has been upgraded to a 1 through Yanai, albeit not through his wife. But Yanai's wife says, I couldn't care less how Shimon ben Shotach became a Bar Chiyuva. At the end of the day, he's a Bar Chiyuva. Even though he never ate himself, but my husband Yanai did eat. And he, through the principle of Arvus, has upgraded Shimon ben Shotach's Chiyuv. So therefore, in the final analysis, we still remain, therefore, with the Noida Behuda's Chiddush. So in the final analysis, the Noida Behuda maintains, or at least definitely discusses, that there may not be Arvus for Noshim. And therefore, this world famous question, how can you come back on Friday night and be Moitzi Kiddush? The question is still valid according to the Noida Behuda. It's a valid question. Because I've already davened. And if I've davened, I've been yotze my chiyuv kiddush min haTorah. My wife may not have davened, so she's still mechuyev min haTorah. And a drabonon cannot be mitzia deraisa. So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but there's arvus. But the Neid Yehuda says, and maybe there's no arvus for noshim. So the $64 million question is, well, how did the Neid Yehuda be mitzia his wife in kiddush on Friday night?
What does the Neid Yehuda do when a single woman is at a Shabbos table?
Yeah. Wow.
And she has not heard Kiddush, and he's already made Kiddush.
All right, that's exactly our question. No difference. A single woman, a married woman, my own wife, they're all in the same pickle. They have not davened. They are mechuyev in Kiddush, absolutely. I have davened, so I no longer have a chiyev Kiddush, at least not min haTorah. So how can I possibly be mitzi the wives? Now, according to the Neid Yehuda, that there's no arvus for noshim, but as we explained, if there would be other men at the table who have not davened, so they can upgrade me, just like Yanai upgraded Shimon ben Shatach. But if the only person around my table, for argument's sake, is another woman, so there's nobody else to upgrade me, and if you're going to go with the Neid Yehuda's chiddush that noshim, there's no arvus by noshim, so this is the famous kasha. So how can you be mitzi your wife with kiddush on Friday night? Famous question. So it's not really our discussion. I just wanted to bring up the question. The answer is going to have to be at the end of the day. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, does not paskin like the Neid Yehuda. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that Reb Kveiga, there is arvus for noshim, and there's many other tzadim. It's a whole kiddush discussion. But you see, it all revolves around our big sugya of the drabon on bimaitzi deraisa, arvus, etc., etc., etc. Okay, with that, we now come back to our Gemara. We are on the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches on the base on the seventh line. Oma Rav Nachman Moshe Tikein Li Yisrael Birkas Hazon Besho Sheyorad Lohem Mon. We know that benching, Birkas Hamazon, is a chiyuv min haTorah. V'ochalto, v'savato, uvirachto. The big question is, benching may well be min haTorah, but the text and the format of benching, is that also min haTorah? That's what our Gemara is discussing. So the Gemara says, Moshe Tikein Lohem, Moshe was the one who instituted Birkas Hazon. Hazon means HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us our sustenance, B'shor Sheyorad Lohem Mon. When Mon descended for them from Shomayim in miraculous fashion, so at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein, the first Brocha of benching, i.e. the Birkas Hazon. Brocha number two, Yehoshua Tikein Lohem Birkas Haaretz. It was Yeshua ben Nun, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's successor, who was Mesakin for them the second brocha, which we call Birkas Haaretz. The second brocha that we sometimes refer to as Noida Lecha talks about Haaretz, HaTova, Shanos Anloch, the great land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That was the institution of Yehoshua ben Nun. Kibben Shenichnasu La'aretz, once Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu never made it to Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua ben Nun did. And when they entered Eretz Yisrael, he then instituted the second bracha of benching, which talks about Eretz Yisrael. David v'Shloimai, that's David HaMelech and Shloimai HaMelech, Tiknu Boine Yerushalayim. What does that mean, tiknu, in the plural? So the Gemara says they both did one part. David tikein al Yisrael amecho, v'al Yerushalayim irecho, and Shlomo tikein al abayis hagodol v'hakodesh. Why? because David HaMelech, as we know, never built the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to, but he wasn't allowed to. So who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomi HaMelech. So he was the one who could add the words, Al HaBayis HaGodol V'HaKodesh. So those are the first three brachas, says the Gemara. They were instituted respectively by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua ben Nun, and David HaShlomi. Then the Gemara adds, finally, V'HaToiv V'HaMeitiv. That's the fourth bracha. B'Yavne Tiknuhu. Yavne means the Chachomim in Yavne. They instituted it, Keneged Haruge Beitar. Why? What happened in Beitar? The Omer of Masna Oisoi Hayoim. It was on that day, Shenitnu Haruge Beitar Likvura. On the day that the people who were murdered in Beitar were allowed to be buried, Tiknu Beyavne, the Chachomim in Yavne instituted Hatoiv Vahamitiv. What's the double Lashon Hatoiv Vahamitiv? Because it was a double miracle. Hatoiv Shaloi Hisrichu. There was a toy, firstly, that the bodies did not decompose from the time the people died until they were allowed finally to be buried. Vahamitiv, and the second chesed was Shenitnu Lekavura, that they were allowed finally to be buried. Now you'll remember, Rabbi Isai, in the past we have seen that even though there really are four brachas in benching, but the first three are different to the fourth, and that is the first three are min ha-Torah, instituted as we've just seen by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua ben Nun, and David and Shlomi. Whereas the fourth bracha is only midrabbanan. Hatoiv Ameitiv was a rabbinic institution like we just saw in Yavne, following the miraculous events in Beitar. Okay, let's just make a start to the next Gemara because it's very much a continuation of what we've just learned. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Seida Birkas Hamozoin Kachi. This is now the order of Birkas Hamozoin, some of which incorporates what we just mentioned. Bracha Rishoino is Birkas Hazon. Shnio is Birkas Haaretz. Shlishis is Boine Yerushalayim. And Ravias is Atoi Vahameitiv. Okay, so far no Chidush. That's what we just said in the last Gemara. Now, here the Gemara adds a line in this Braisa. Uba Shabbos. We know on Shabbos, we have to make an addition. Now the question is, what type of addition must we make on Shabbos? Do we have to add a brand new bracha for Shabbos? Or do we just merely make an addition within the pre-existing brachas? Says the Gemara, Uba Shabbos, Maschil Benachoma, Umasayim Benachoma, Va'omer Kedushas Hayoim Be'emtza. What does this mean? You begin and end with Nechama, and you have the Kedusha of Shabbos mentioned in the middle. And what does that mean? So look at the top Rashi. Says Rashi, Uba Shabbos Maschil Benachama. What does it mean in Nechama? Kloima. What this means is to say, says Rashi, Einoi Tzorich. You do not need Loi L'Sayim, neither to end the bracha, V'loy lahaschil, nor to begin the bracha, b'shel Shabbos, mentioning Shabbos. So let's compare this, for example, to tefillah on Friday night. Tefillah on Friday night, what's the bracha for Shabbos? Finish off, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. So there, the Shabbos is not just mentioned in the middle of the bracha, but it's mentioned at the end of the bracha. Says Rashi, what our Gemara is teaching us is when it comes to benching, Shabbos does not need to get a mention at the end of the bracha, nor does it need to be mentioned in the beginning of the bracha. Says Rashi, Elo, rather, Maschil u'Masayim b'Nechama. What does it mean, benachama? Which bracha is the bracha of nachama? Says Rashi, binyan Yerushalayim kori nachama. The third bracha in benching of Rachim No. Hashem Elokeinu is all about Rachmanis and all about Nechama. So that bracha has a code word and it's called Nechama. So Binyan Yerushalayim Kori Nechama, Kolheche the Maskan, as long as you began that bracha, Bein Rachim or Bein Nachmenu, maybe there were different texts. We know our text is, of course, Rachim. But Rachim is to do with Nechama. So therefore, what the Gemara is teaching us is the bracha begins and ends not by mentioning Shabbos. And of course, we're all familiar with this. Yesterday in benching, when we said Ritzei, Ritzei is an addition in the middle of the bracha. But the beginning of the bracha remains the same as it way it does the whole week. So does the end of the bracha. You say Rachim No, Hashem Elokeinu, etc., etc. You finish off Boinei Berachma of Yerushalayim Amen, exactly the same as the weekday. So Shabbos does not change the beginning or the end of the bracha. It just means you have to add the extra line in the middle, and we call that Ritzei. And that's what it means. But Shabbos Maschil Benachama or Masayim Benachama. The beginning and the end of the bracha is the standard opening and closing. You just have to add Shabbos in the middle, which is what we do. So we'll see. There's a whole Tosis over here. It's the Tosis on the Omer, the second Tosis on the Omer. Miss Hashem, all being well, we'll see that tomorrow. Well, I wish it would be a good day. Okay, Kol Tov, everybody.